Now it's time for you to take the lead and actually build rapport with someone. So if you've got your training partners, you know, the people that you're learning NLP with, that's great. What you want to do is get with your partner and just have a conversation. Just have a conversation about anything. The content really isn't important. Because what I want you to start concentrating on is matching and mirroring your partner's physiology. Match their posture, their gestures, facial expressions and blinking, even their breathing. Here's a tip on the breathing, by the way. When your partner's speaking, they're breathing out. When they stop speaking, they're breathing in. So as long as you're breathing out whilst they're talking, you take a breath in when they stop, you'll be matching their breathing perfectly. What I want you to notice is, how do you know when you've established rapport? Now, if there's a third person in your group, which is ideal as an observer, your observer then can give you some feedback using the feedback sandwich on what you did really well for matching and mirroring physiology and what you can do next time that would make it even better, and then an overall positive statement about your developing skills as a rapport builder. Now, if you don't have anybody to practice with, that's okay. You can do this exercise with anyone in any situation where rapport would be useful. So maybe you have a meeting at work, or maybe you have a conversation with somebody in the family, or maybe you're going out with friends. Just subtly match and mirror their physiology. Notice how the conversation changes. Notice how the whole feel and energy of the relationship changes as you begin to establish the rapport.